Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Now, yesterday, we were having a look at a diary entry that was all about some relationship problems、mm-hmm. and what happens when one person likes another person, but that person doesn't like them back. They don't feel the same way. So today, we're going to be talking about how to handle relationships as a teenager, because this is...new to you when you're a teenager.、Mm-hmm. These things are all happening for the first time. It can be kind of overwhelming. It can be complicated. I remember back to my high school days, and it was always a big mess. That's the word we learned yesterday. Mess. Complicated situation where this person liked this person over here.、Okay. This person didn't like that person back, but like、uh-huh. this person、mm-hmm. who was also friends with this person.、Mm-hmm. Was it like that for you in like high school, junior high?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it can be a big mess, but、luckily we're going to have some tips, some advice for how to handle relationships when you are a teenager. So don't miss today's program. We're going to read through the article first, and then Anna and I will be back.
Reading.
Dealing with relationships as a teen. Things change drastically in the life of a teenager. Their height, their voice, and their personality all seem to change in no time. Along with this,transformation come newfound emotions, including the complicated feeling of love. However, love isn't the only concern that teenagers need to worry about. Teenagers are still learning about the world around them and are not fully mature either. Because of this, they might not always make the right choices in life. However, if you do run into trouble with romance as a teen,It's important to talk with someone about it. Don't be nervous or afraid to ask a teacher, parent, or friend to give you some advice. They'll most likely be familiar with the feelings you're having. They can share what they did when facing a similar situation. Most of all, remember that being young is about having fun while learning about life. There's plenty of time in the future to grow and learn about the world around you.
All right, today's article is all about relationships. That's how people deal with each other. It can mean like a love sort of relationship or friendship. It can refer to any sort of situation in which there are feelings between two or more people. Now, the article begins by saying things change drastically in the life of a teenager. Drastically just means things change a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of big changes happening.Now, let's go through some of these changes. Well, their height, their voice, and their personality all seem to change in no time. That's right. I remember back to being a teenager. People just start growing really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like,
just after summer break.
Yeah, after summer break, you come back, and all of a sudden, your friend who was this tall is now way up there. Like, it's crazy how fast this happened. Your voice changes, mm-hmm. For guys, this is kind of a big deal because you go from talking like this to talking like this. Uh-huh. And sometimes there's a period in the middle where you talk like this, your voice cracks like that.
Well, I hope that happens at the summer break.
Yeah, you hope that that happens when you're not in school and when the teacher doesn't call on you to answer questions. So you don't say, well,
okay.
We don't get any embarrassing situations mm-hmm. like that.Your personality also changes, too. You go from being boys and girls to men and women. So、
right.
these are some very drastic changes that happen in no time. In no time just means very, very quickly.
所以在没有时间的时间之内，诶，我们说硬加时间就是在那段时间之内。可是哪一段时间呢 ?No time, 没有时间。言下之意就是很快耶，立即立刻。在没有时间，在很短的时间之内，诶，怎么大家都变了样啊？除了 voice 声音之外 ，height 一下长高好多，甚至连 personality 连个性都大幅地改变了。我们看到一个副词叫做 drastically 指的是大幅地如何如何，例如 change 改变。
Now, along with this transformation come newfound emotions, including the complicated feeling of love. So your body changes, your mind changes, and you get some new feelings, including this complicated feeling of love. Complicated just means, well, it's not easy to deal with. There's a whole lot of different parts to it, and you don't really know exactly what to do. And this comes along with the physical transformation. This means these two things go together. So your body is changing, and you also have these complicated new emotions that come along with that too. So it's a lot to deal with at one time.
That's right. 所以我们先看一个形容词叫做 complicated. Complicated 指的是形容词，它是复杂的。比如说我们昨天提到的 complicated situation, 一个复杂的情况，我们可以称为一个 a mess. Mess. 那现在的情况是什么呢？我们看到这整句是 along with this transformation, 连同着跟随着除了这一些 transformation, 除了这些刚刚我们说的大幅的改变之外，come newfound emotions, 随之而来的是一些以前从来都不存在的一些情绪 emotions, 比如说对异性的爱。这就回过头来看到我们今天这个 unit 最主要要谈的是一个 relationship。 当然 relationship 可以指的是 personal relationship, 人际关系，但它也可以指的是异性之间的一种感情 relationship。 好，所以最后提醒大家，就是这句话它其实是一个倒装句，我们看到的是 along with this transformation, 动词 come, 主词才是真正的主角， newfound emotions.
However, love isn't the only concern that teenagers need to worry about. So as if all this stuff wasn't enough, we have other concerns too. Concerns are things that are important that might trouble you a little bit. They might be a little bit bothersome or difficult to deal with. So that would be a concern, something that is on your mind that you need to think about and deal with from time to time.
所以其实我们大家可以猜得出来，因为在 concern 的后面加的是一个关系子句，从 that 到句尾的地方，什么东西啊？ Teenagers need to worry about. 青少年需要担心的一些事情，需要去担心的那一些担心，其实 concern 就是担心的意思。
Teenagers are still learning about the world around them and are not fully mature either. So teenagers are still learning about the world. Everyone is still learning about the world. I'm still learning about the world. But they are not fully mature either. And this is actually true, like from a scientific standpoint. Your brain is actually changing at this time. It's going through big changes too. So to be mature just means to act as an adult would act, to be calm and responsible in situations,
to grow up
and to think things through when you deal with adult or mature problems. Because of this, they might not always make the right choices in life. So because all these changes are happening at once, physical changes, changes to the mind, things of that nature.
Emotions.
Yeah, emotional changes. You might make mistakes. It's part of growing up. It happens to everybody, and you might make some wrong choices along the way.
Right, it's part of growing up. 所以其实在成长的时候啊，都还是会犯错啊，因为我们还是在学习这个世界嘛。We're still learning about the world. Even we are not teenagers now.
Not anymore.
现在已经不是。
Not for a while.
Okay. 那而且呢，青少年又还没有 fully mature. 所谓的 mature, 它指的是成熟的。成熟的，还没有长成大人啊，还没有完全的 fully mature, 还没有完全成熟，所以呢其实都还是在摸索，所以有时候没有办法做出正确的决定或者是正确的选择。我们看到这边有一个片语叫做 make the right choice, 或者是用复数 make the right choices, make the right decision, 做正确的决定或做正确的选择。
However, if you do run into trouble with romance as a teen, it's important to talk with someone about it. So sometimes you will run into trouble with romance. Let's talk about romance first. Romance just means feelings that have to do with love. relationships with the opposite sex. Now, if you do run into trouble with romance, run into is a phrase that we often use. It just means you come across a certain situation in life. You ran into trouble. It just means, well, you actually came across some trouble in your life. You had difficulty with something. So sometimes we run into trouble with romance when we're in our teenage years and, well, even beyond that too. As Anna was saying, these aren't necessarily only problems that you have when you're a teenager,But it is the first time that you have to deal with these things.
所以当然对年纪小的这个青少年来说呢，当然有可能是第一次遇到这些事。比如说 romance 其实就是罗曼史。罗曼史是什么呢？就是爱情故事。爱情故事当然指的就是异性之间的感情。不过这个 romance 前面还有一个很重要的 run into trouble。所谓的 run into trouble 指的是遇到麻烦了。而这个麻烦是有关什么事呢？With 后面加上一个主题，所以我们今天看到的是，如果啊你现在是个青少年，但是在感情上遇到麻烦 ，if you do run into trouble with romance， 那就跟某人谈谈啦，可以跟老师啊，或者是你比较信任的一些师长可以谈一谈。不过在那之前呢，预警我们的 shortcut for you 是 run into trouble， 所以我们今天赶快来看一下 shortcut for you。
Shortcut for you.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late, but I ran into traffic on the way.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Well, we can still go see a movie, but we'll probably run into a long line at the theater.
Why do you want to run everywhere? What's going on?
To run into means to find or face a particular situation, and usually it's surprising or bad.
I see. Run into means 遭遇、陷入。
Right. We should take a taxi. But then we'll probably run into traffic.
Well, I don't want to run into any problems. Let's go another time.
All right. I'm really sorry I was late.We'll go see it next.
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase run into trouble. So sometimes we will run into trouble with romance when we're teenagers. So what should you do? It says don't be nervous or afraid to ask a teacher, parent, or friend to give you some advice. This is very good advice. If you run into trouble, you can ask somebody. You could ask a teacher,You could ask a parent, or you could ask a friend. If you have a friend who's the same age as you, maybe they're going through the same thing. It's just good to talk to them about it. Or if you have a friend who's a little bit older, maybe they've gone through that before. They'll most likely be familiar with the feelings you're having. This is very important to know that they will be familiar with these feelings. It means they know these feelings. They've had them before. To be familiar with something...means you know that feeling, or if you say you're familiar with a person, it means you know that person. So you have to know that you're not alone in having these feelings. You're not the only person. There's other people, lots of other people, that are familiar with those feelings too.
That's right. 所以我们看到这边有一个片语叫做 be familiar with. 当然先从形容词的 familiar 开始。Familiar 就是所谓熟悉的意思。如果你对什么什么感到很熟悉，在英文当中会说 be familiar with something。所以如果你可以找一个老师，或者是爸爸妈妈，或者是一个朋友，他可能曾经有这样的经验，那么对你现在的 feelings 感受当然是会比较熟悉啊。不过在句子当中有一个 likely， 特别注意哦，在这里的 likely 指的是 possible。当然它是跟着 they， 也就是你想要寻求咨询的对象，他们最有可能 they're most likely to be familiar with the feelings you're having， 你现在有的这种感觉呢，他们有可能是最能够感受的。
When you ask somebody for advice, they can share what they did when facing a similar situation. Most of all, remember that being young is about having fun while learning about life. We often say that we learn from our mistakes. So don't be afraid to make mistakes, because then you learn from them. You can change what you'll do the next time around, and you can adapt, things like that. There's plenty of time in the future to grow and learn about the world around you. So don't be in too much of a hurry to figure everything out at once. I know that's what it was like for me as a teenager. I just wanted to know all about it right away and figure it out and get it right. But I think the important thing to remember is that you have lots of time to figure it out, right? There's no rush.
Because it takes time. It really takes time.
It does. And that's probably the last thing that you want to hear when you're a teenager. It takes time. Don't worry about it. Just wait and figure it out.
But
it really is true. So when people tell you those sorts of things, you should probably listen. I wish I had when I was a teenager. But as we say, you learn from your mistakes. All right. Well, we hope you've enjoyed learning and getting some advice about relationships when you're a teenager. We're now going to go to our For You Chat segment.
For You Chat.
All right, today's For You Chat question is, what do you think is the most important thing that teens should focus on?
Well, I think the most important thing that teens should focus on is to know themselves well.
It's a very broad topic.
And it takes time.
There we go again. It takes time. That comes up again and again. Getting to know yourself, what you're interested in, what you want to do
in
life.
What kind of personality that I have.
Yeah, what kind of person that you want to become.
What am I good at?
These are the sort of big questions that you start to tackle, that you start to answer when you are a teenager. And it can be, like we said before at the beginning of the program, it can be a very overwhelming thing to say, okay, what am I going to be for the rest of my life? What kind of person am I going to turn into? But you can do this by just focusing on simple things first. What activities do you enjoy? Are you a sports person? Are you a music person? Are you a very academic person? You enjoy studying about different subjects and things of that nature. And you just go from there, and you figure it out gradually, step by step, Anna has said it before, and it is a very good point. Just remember that it does take time. All the answers are not going to come at you right away.
Right.
It's a very step-by-step process. So I think that's what you should focus on when you're a teenager. And remember to have fun along the way as well. Don't forget to enjoy yourselves. But you guys can answer this very tough question amongst yourselves as well. What do you think is the most important thing that teens should focus on? As for us, we are right out of time for English for You for today, but we do hope to see you again next time. For English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dealing with relationships as a teen. Things change drastically in the life of a teenager. Their height, their voice, and their personality all seem to change in no time. Along with this transformation come newfound emotions, including the complicated feeling of love. However, love isn't the only concern that teenagers need to worry about. Teenagers are still learning about the world around them and are not fully mature either. Because of this, they might not always make the right choices in life. However, if you do run into trouble with romance as a teen, it's important to talk with someone about it. Don't be nervous or afraid to ask a teacher, parent, or friend to give you some advice. They'll most likely be familiar with the feelings you're having. They can share what they did when facing a similar situation. Most of all, remember that being young is about having fun while learning about life. There's plenty of time in the future to grow and learn about the world around you.
Vocabulary Review. Relationship. Mary is in a relationship with a man named Thomas.
complicated. High school math is much more complicated than elementary school math. Concern. The security guard's concern is the safety of the people in the building. Romance. Leslie enjoys reading stories full of romance. Familiar. Paul is not familiar with computers, so he usually needs other people's help to use them.